Clarinet player George Baquet vividly remembers hearing Bolden's music the first time and the impact it had on him. At Oddfellas Hall, nobody took their hats off. It was plenty rough. You paid 15 cents and walked in. The band, six of them, was sitting on a low stand. They had their hats on and were resting, pretty sleepy. All of a sudden, Buddy stomps, knocks on the floor with his trumpet to give the beat, and they all sit up straight. They played Make Me a Pallet. Everybody rose and yelled out, "Oh, Mr. Bolden, play it for us, Buddy, play it." I'd never heard anything like that before. I'd played legitimate stuff, but this, it was something that pulled me in. They got me up on the stand, and I played with them. After that, I didn't play legitimate so much. He was the best and the loudest and most loved jazz man of his time, but never professional in the brain. Unconcerned with the crack of the lip, he threw out and held immense notes, could reach a force on the first note that attacked the ear. He was obsessed with the magic of air, those smells that turned neuter as they revolved in his lung, then spat out in the chosen key. The way the side of his mouth would drag a net of air in and dress it in notes and make it last and last, yearning to leave it up there in the sky like air transformed into cloud. He could see the air, could tell where it was freshest in a room by the color. And so he arrived, amateur and accidental, with the band on the stage of Masonic Hall, bursting into jazz, hurdle after hurdle. A race during which he would stop and talk to the crowd, urging the band to play so loud the music would float down the street, saying, "Cornish, come on, put your hands through the window." On into the night and into the blue mornings, growing louder, the notes burning through and off everyone and forgotten in the body because they were swallowed by the next one after. And Bolden and Lewis and Cornish and Mumford sending them forward and forth till, as he could see them, their bursts of air were animals fighting in the room.
The final words in that last segment are from Michael Ondaatje's book, Coming Through Slaughter, which is a work of fiction and imagination. It was also published just a couple of years before the definitive book, In Search of Buddy Bolden, First Man of Jazz by Donald Marquis in 1978, and because of that, Ondaatje's novel contains some long-standing fictions about Bolden that later proved untrue, that he was a barber, for instance, by trade, though many of the musicians in his band were barbers. And, for instance, that he published a salacious scandal sheet called The Cricket, though copies have never surfaced.